Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
I suppose, at least I hope, that most of you would agree with me that making artwork is serious business. We don't do this necessarily because it's relaxing. We do it because it's a challenge. We're trying to accomplish something that's difficult to accomplish. And as such, sometimes it's not an awful lot of fun. I mean, let's face it, art making is hard work. It can be exhausting. It can be frustrating. It can be taxing. It's certainly challenging. And sometimes it's downright soul-searching. And that's not easy. I think that's part of the reason why everybody in the world isn't an artist, is because it takes a certain kind of, I don't know, fortitude, stick-to-itiveness, commitment to be a successful artist. And it can be, at least many times, it can be no fun. I've been seriously involved in photography for 50 years. Note the word, by the way, seriously involved in photography. But in that time, I've also learned that there's another side of photography that sometimes can be a curative, or at least an emollient, to all the pain and the difficulty and the soul-searching and the frustration and the hard work that it takes to be a successful art photographer. I've learned the value of letting go of the seriousness from time to time anyway. From time to time, maybe it's worth a little experimenting to design a photographic project that would just be a lot more fun and a lot less work. I'm not saying that that's necessarily the right path to further your art career, but it may be the right path to reduce your stress, to loosen up a little bit, to stop putting so much pressure on yourself to pursue perfection in an artistic photograph. Maybe fun can be a very helpful thing and something that you can do in between serious projects, something loose and informal and not particularly serious, just done because it's fun. I first got onto this idea years and years ago when I observed a friend of mine named Alan Brucey, terrific photographer. I've known Alan for, 40 years now. And he was involved with a group of other artists, not photographers, other artists who would have an annual open house and walkabout, usually around Thanksgiving or before the holidays anyway. And they would open up their studios and send out invitations to people, and they could come and look at the work and maybe find a Christmas gift or something. It was a great idea, a great marketing idea. A lot of hard work went into it. And obviously, Alan had on exhibition there his best work, his serious work, his important work. But he also introduced an element of fun. Alan produced color photographs at a rental darkroom in Portland. And obviously, doing a lot of test strips, a lot of test prints, a lot of experimenting before he knew exactly how to print from a transparency perfectly. And so he accumulated lots of waste. And rather than just throw that away, he had fun with it. He took the discarded prints that weren't perfect, and he cut them up into little bookmark-size freebies. And during the open house, he would set them out and encourage people to take as many bookmarks as they wanted to. It was just fun. It was a way for him to use all of his waste materials, interestingly, productively, with an element of fun. And years later, people still talk about that. Notice there was an element of marketing, so there was a business component in Alan's free bookmarks. But they were also very fun. Just something he did not to enhance sales, but to connect with people, to give them something back, if nothing else, for the efforts of showing up at his holiday open house. I thought it was a great idea, and it planted in me a seed about having fun with photography. So a few years ago, I happened to make a picture of three pigs in China that were wallowing in the mud in a pen at this farm. And the three pigs were just very cool, and the light was beautiful, and it was easy to make a composition, and I snapped off this picture of the three pigs who were obviously looking back at me because they thought I might have some food or something. And I tried to make a serious piece of artwork out of the picture of the three pigs, and I just couldn't because they were too funny. They were fun. They weren't serious artwork. They were all muddy and they were wallowing around and they looked at me with these quizzical expressions that just screamed for me to put thought bubbles above them. So I did so. I pulled the image into Photoshop, drew in some thought bubbles, and added some text so that the three pigs said something. One of them said, "Hi, I'm winking." The other one said, "Hi, I'm blinking." And the third one had a thought bubble that said something along the lines of, "I don't want to be bacon." It was fun. I used it in a project. It was levity. It wasn't serious. It's never going to be an important piece of work in my life. But I've had so many people tell me that they thought it was funny, that they giggled, that they enjoyed it. Is that such an awful response to have for our artistic efforts? I first got onto this idea of using writing on photographs when I saw an exhibition of Dwayne Michaels' work. It was so inspiring. It was so funny. It was also serious. He had some philosophy. He asked some poignant questions. But some of them were just hilarious. And I thought, why not connect with people that way? Not all artwork has to be serious. Sometimes it can just be fun. So here's a challenge. Make a photograph that's funny right now. Go do it. It's very difficult to do. Humor is one of the most difficult things to include in photography. And I can think of people like Ouija and Elliot Erwitt, and certainly Jerry Uelsman and Ted Orland. There are photographers who have figured out how to include humor in their serious artwork. The fun aspect comes in when you try to introduce the humor in something that's not serious on your part, when you're just having fun, when you're letting go of seriousness. I wouldn't be surprised at all that a significant part of the popularity of iPhones has to do with fun rather than with serious pictures that people make. They take pictures because they want to share them, and their selfies and their food stuff and their people laughing and having a good time. It's a party atmosphere. And why not? What I'm proposing is that maybe in between the serious artwork that you do, there's the possibility to introduce something that is just plain fun. Done lightheartedly, done because it makes you laugh, because it makes other people laugh, because it's just a gas to do it, and because you can. And it's so easy today to put things like thought bubbles above the humorous expression on the pig's face, or to hand write something in the photograph that makes it funnier, or that introduces an element of fun. Which brings me to the seeds of a project I'm currently stewing on. And I'm not committed to this yet, but I think it offers an illustration of a process that might be interesting in terms of projects and how to use our photography in something that's bigger than a single image, that's a group of images somehow, or maybe a series of images. So here's the idea. I decided I needed to change my attitude about my smartphone because for reasons I can't explain, I just can't bring myself to think of it as a serious camera. It is. It can make wonderful photographs. And particularly some of the newer models will shoot in RAW. They have fantastic lenses. I mean, it can be a serious tool, but I struggle with it. Psychologically, it's just difficult for me to wrap my mind around the fact that this can be a serious tool. So I decided I needed to push myself in that direction to learn how to appreciate the smartphone as a more serious tool. But I just can't, because it seems to me like it's a fun tool, not a serious tool. And I thought, well, why not treat it then as a fun tool and design a project that I can do with my smartphone that would be fun? So the question became, how could I do that? First, how could I produce something that might be of a less serious nature, that's more spontaneous, more off the top of my head? So the first step was to simply start being aware of moments when I had a second to look around me, wherever I was, at home having coffee in the morning, or out in the store somewhere doing some shopping or taking a hike. Wherever I was, I would start looking for really interesting light that I could photograph with my smartphone, with the idea that maybe, sometime I would do something with it. Well, the sun was streaming in through the morning window and illuminated a pile of books on the coffee table in front of me. It's a pile of books that's been there for probably 8 or 9 months. I haven't read any of them. They're all new books that I bought with the intention of reading, but I haven't read any of them. And the light was beautiful. It was coming in, angular light, mottled light, gorgeous morning light. So I real quickly took a picture of them. Okay, so now I had a picture. It's not a bad picture, actually, because the light is lovely, etc. And I thought, what can I say about that picture in some handwritten text that would be fun? And I remembered that my daughter has a tote bag that says on the side of it, "If it's books, it's not hoarding," which I think is kind of humorous. So just for fun, I wrote down the following text to go with this picture of books that are on my table that I haven't read. The text says, "More books that I haven't read. Piles and piles. Does that make me a bad person?" A touch of humor, a touch of philosophy, a momentary fleeting thought captured in a casual photograph with a short little observation, but certainly not serious artwork, particularly not with a handwritten note attached to a photograph on my smartphone. But it got me thinking about this element of humor. So we have a little stuffed animal that's a little tiny rabbit. It's kind of a sad-looking rabbit. Lynn's son had this little rabbit when he was just a toddler. And I took the rabbit and I put it in the chest of drawers and made a simple little photograph of it sitting in one of the drawers in my chest of drawers. And the text is, "If it's not asking for too much, I'd like to be reincarnated as a pair of socks, please." You may not find that hilarious, but I thought it was quite funny. I laughed for about 5 minutes after I wrote that and I thought, fun. It's photography and fun. And the piece of software I'm using is called Inkreadable, like incredible, but it's Inkreadable. You can get it for an iPhone. You can get it for an Android phone. It'll work on tablets. And it allows you to write either with a pen or like a calligraphic pen or a wet brush. And it's easy to write something and erase it and try it again until you get it right. I don't have fantastic handwriting. But it's very loose, very informal, not typeset, not typed in. It's all done handwriting. And you save these files as a JPEG image or a PNG image or a PDF. And you can drop a photograph right on the page and then write the text above it, below it, around it, next to it, etc. So it's a kind of phone photography project with handwritten text intended to be only one thing. Fun, fun, fun. Okay, that's three things, but that's what it's intended to be. So the question now is, I've dreamt up this procedure, this sort of methodology, an aesthetic. It's an idea. Now, what do I want to do with it? Do I want to turn it into an exercise where I do it every day? Well, that might drive some of the fun right out of it. Do I post them on Instagram or Facebook or something like that? Well, maybe. Do I assemble them once a month as a PDF and make them available as just a lark on my website? Possibly. I haven't quite figured out what I'm going to do with this yet. I'm not even sure I know precisely what it can grow into or what it should be. All I know is it's intended to be fun. A less serious camera used in a significantly less serious way, adding text that's informal, handwritten, hopefully entertaining, humorous. And now all I have to decide is, how much time and energy do I want to put into this? Or has just dreaming up this idea been enough fun that I should now let go of it? There's a part of me that wants to encapsulate this somehow in my creative life, because it will continually inject into my serious art life a way to have an outlet for something less serious that's fun. There's probably a million ways you could do this. Fun in photography would not be defined by a certain technique or a certain method. It could be anything you want. The way I'm playing around with it is these relatively informal, spontaneous photographs with relatively informal, spontaneous, handwritten, one-sentence thoughts, because that's about all the energy that I want to put into it in order to preserve the fun aspects. And if I can think of more ways to have fun, I will, because I think it's a healthy thing to do. I think it's a counterbalance to the more serious, more substantial, more important, more meaningful artwork that we're all trying to do. Somehow that needs to be counterbalanced, or those big, serious projects can become a burden that weighs us down, that discourages our photography and our creative thought processes, as compared to fun, which I think not only opens up a different part of our thinking and a different part of our creativity, but literally is the counterbalance for our more serious work. I'll have to keep you posted about whether or not I do anything with this, whether or not it grows anywhere. Maybe it's just something I do for myself and I don't ever share it with anybody, well, other than a couple I've shared here in this podcast. But the philosophy of having fun in our life, I think, is a serious, well, maybe I should call it a sincere pursuit that is really helpful in the creative life.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.